Live now on YouTube, WSJU Radio, St. John's University. Tony and Mad Max here Thursdays. You know the deal. Every Thursday, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What a busy day for me today. I started out with an interview that you know of. I sent to you. I started the day out with that.
How long did it take?
An hour.
It's an hour long?
Yeah, it was an hour long interview. Then I started out with an hour long GBM. After that, I did an hour long GBM. And then I had this long class from 3:30 to 5.
I keep forgetting that you're still the GM.
And things are still getting done. You saw the apparel I sent over to you?
Mm-hmm. You getting that out?
Yep.
Awesome.
I mean, I think I'm the greatest GM there ever was at that place.
I wouldn't doubt it. Listen, I mean, you're doing this all remote, too. You're not even in the actual studio.
Imagine if I was in there.
Oh, you'd be tearing stuff apart.
ripping things off the walls.
Yeah, ripping the freaking posters off the wall. Remember the posters?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, when you left your sophomore year, remember all the stickers that were on the door and stickers that were on the shelf outside Studio A?
Yeah.
I took one of those things that you used, all the spackling things. Do you think they use a spackle? Those metal tools?
The
scraper.
Scraper.
I took the scraper and I scraped all the stickers off.
Scrape them off?
Yeah, I scraped them all off.
But what if those things had historical significance?
None of them did. It said Genius on there. I took that off. Bunch of garbage rock bands and stuff.
Because you knew who like the Genius thing was for, right?
Oh, yeah. I know who it was for, the old GM.
Yeah.
Who doesn't get on my nerves? If it was anything for the GM we had last year, I would have been carved that off. Please.
Oh, my goodness. He would have burned it, too.
I would have burned it. We finally kicked Dariel out of the group chat today. It's at the St. John's thing, which was great. And what an arrogant, you know what? He showed up to the station, apparently, this week, and it was reported to me. He's got some nerve. He knows how people feel about him. It's just not me that doesn't like him. It's multiple members. That's the thing.
Even people in the actual, other club.
Yep.
That he's in, but
yeah, people, and then that's what's funny, they stick up for him. But when I heard stories last year about Dariel and him trying to take over and do other people's positions, they didn't like him either. So
what stories, man? Like what
stories? I heard stories from different people at that station, and it's like, wow, you're a bunch of hypocrites. I banned him from the station. You hate me. When you're telling me stories like, yeah, Dariel oversteps at Red TV and doing other people's positions when he doesn't even do his own position.
My goodness.
Thank God he didn't show up today, though. Thank God he didn't show up to that meeting, because he showed up last time. You remember what happened?
Oh, would you? What happened?
Remember when I sent the message to the entire general body? I said, you're banned from the station. The shit that you pulled with James last semester, you are no longer welcome back. Please leave the meeting.
Yeah. My God. I forget, what exactly did he try to pull with James? He, didn't, want you to,
Oh, because he was running for president, and he didn't want me to get the ballot in time, because there was a deadline to send in your ballots from when you were running as a candidate on WSJU Radio's voting ballot, and he hid it from me. Everyone else got an email. The thing that was is that James was so shady when setting up the things with the ballots and the voting procedures and processes. He put that in charge of Dariel, and word was on the street and around WSJU Radio in St. John's, James wanted Dariel to be the next president. He told people that. I'm pretty sure he told people that, because I had multiple members come to me that he was saying that in the back room. 100% confident. So when I didn't get the email and everyone else did, there was something suspicious. And then he went behind my back. He called Mike Outlaw and was talking trash on me, basically talking smack to all the members. He was like, oh, I don't know about that, Max. I don't think he'd be a good GM. Yeah, but I can guarantee you wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, jerk.
So many people, I can't tell you, so many different people throughout the years have tried to tear you down and stuff like that. And I don't know why.
Yeah. Am like, I like the I'm the best thing that's ever happened to that place. They just hate me. I don't know. Well, not everyone hates me, but a couple people.
I just don't get why though.
Well, I don't get what I did. That's what I don't get. What did I do to piss you off? The only thing I can think is the jealousy that I do good shows. Who knows that I'm hardworking? I don't know. Is it work ethic? I don't know. I can't pinpoint what it is. And the fact that I've been getting attacked by certain people is ridiculous. And you've witnessed it hands on. You remember sophomore year, how people treated me and just the stories that you've heard in my junior year and currently in the senior year and the voting process. Horrible.
There were people that, like, listen, I remember the one person and I know, and the one that I'll give you the person that messed up the Spotify password.
Oh, we know.
He was getting mad a couple of years ago. This was like my senior year. Mm-hmm. He was getting mad that you had two shows and nobody else could. I'm like, and I told him, I was like, you know,
schedule's wide open.
The schedule's very much wide open. If you want to go do a second show, go in.
Yeah.
Make some content. Let's go. No one's stopping you. Like, see, here's the, see, maybe when I was a freshman, I would have been like, yeah, like you had your own schedule time and then that was it. As the years went on, you could have gone in at least like 5 or 6 times.
You could have. You did it yourself. We used to go on just all times of the day on sophomore year.
What do you think? The freaking moderator was going to stop you?
No one
was
going to come in. Barry wanted content. He was angry. You remember when he came to the office that time and you had there was like a mini e-board meeting with like 4 members. He was like, what's going on?
The first program of Mondays was your show at like 8:00.
Yeah.
Listen, there's so many different people. That person got on your nerves. He got mad at you at formal for some reason.
Yeah, remember that? He just, for no reason. And then I throw something back at him and he can't take it.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
What was it that you were talking to not the GM of last year, the GM before?
I was talking to him about because I wanted to run for VP, and I was like, "What's going on?" Because usually a formal, the stories that I heard and what people have told me is that usually voted for it on formal. You gave speeches. Yeah, I was ready to go. No, but I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden, there's no voting thing, and then the rumors are going around. Oh, Dariel's gonna automatically get it. F that. And he lost to me twice.
But that is the truth. Like formal, like my freshman year, I remember speeches. I remember hearing speeches from certain people for different positions. Those were one of the more serious parts of the entire night. And it was really unique because Red TV's banquet didn't have elections. It was just like a celebration of the year for Red TV. And
well, that's the thing. Red TV has history. WSU Radio, God knows where you could find any history on that. I mean, sometimes you get some alumni that walks in and was like, oh, this place is different.
Dude, I've tried to find history, any sort of record on WSJU. I just never could find it.
Yeah, I think Barry's the only one.
Who?
I think Barry's the only person. Rich, Bob,
I know is that Rich Martinez, and when he was here back in the 90s, he had his own radio show, which was like the early WSJU, like, and it was a wrestling show. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah. That's it. Like, there was nothing else. Like, there's no, like, archive, like, and they have in the radio lab like that radio studio on the side. I'm like, why is this even here? Like, did you ever use that? Did you ever have a class inside the radio lab?
Radio lab. Where was the radio lab? Was that would that be where the production class that I took was, or would that be in where the editing lab was?
It's the classroom where you go in. It's like a classroom. But off to the side, there's a legitimate
radio booth, and it has an ESPN thing. Booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a class in there?
Yep.
What is that for? Like, what does that do?
I don't know what that's for.
Is that for an actual class?
I don't know, man. It looks interesting because it looks professional. Like you could run the game down at Carneseca from it.
We could have been like, why were we left in the dark about stuff about like the radio lab? Like, no one ever told us about that. I never heard that from Nick Seal. Never heard that from any of my other GMs that I went to college with. Like, it was just there. It's the radio lab. It's for classes, I guess, for radio, like people that want to do radio, but it's like, we're the club.
Exactly. and we're just misinformed on everything. We're misinformed.
We're not told anything. We don't have history. See, Red TV, dude, you've never been inside like the actual control room of the TV studio. They have archived footage of Red TV shows from like back in the 90s and maybe even farther back than that. You could talk to Rich about it, because he's the one that holds them. He's the one that protects them, keeps them tidy, organizes them. He's the one that watches over them. You know, they actually know what their whole thing is about. I had no clue what WSU was about, man. I'm telling you, and I told you this for years. You go in there into the studio, you do your show, and then that's it. You leave.
Yeah.
But we were left in the dark.
Yeah, I don't know if we still are. Like, we are to an extent. Like, you just don't know. First recognition under me, because I sent you that. Remember, they finally put St. John's. Oh my God, they actually recognized their own radio station. They reposted us. I sent you that. I was like, the recognition is finally coming.
It finally came. What? Yeah. 3 years. 3 years later.
3 years later. Yeah. And then I'm interviewing all these superstars, and you got all these other great shows on there. But you know, whatever. So, I mean, you could make a lot of money out of the radio industry with that whole communications department, the whole fourth floor communication arts department. Mm-hmm. You could make so much money off that department. Invest in it. Please invest. Like, do you have to have us in a broom closet?
Well, at least they give us the big screen.
Oh, yeah. That has no sound. And the visuals on it are crap. I mean, all you see is a guy in a booth.
I understand why they did it, because I feel like people didn't quite understand what was going on the inside. You can't really see. So it was a nice little visualization, but it did nothing to promote us. And then you came along with a really good idea of having people give in little ads. Promos
and ads, yeah.
Ad promos that you could put up on the thing, on the screens. Problem was that out of like the 10 shows that we had, only like two people submitted in the promo. Did you make one? Wasn't in. I didn't, because I was a senior. When you did it, I was a senior. Yeah. So it was no point, because I was on my way out. I was a big thing with having somebody who was like a freshman or a sophomore doing it, because they still had time. But the guy that you banned from the station, he actually gave you something.
So yeah, for once.
It was just that his – listen, I like him a lot. He did my video for Red TV, for Banquet. I owe him a lot. He's a really, really nice kid.
But to me.
Yeah, like, I understand. Yeah, like he kind of was like a snake to you. But he just wanted to be like the GM, but he did it the wrong way. But that's what happens when you don't have legitimate elections like the way that you would always do it.
Exactly. Because there was a time, I think, when the GM before James, the positions were just given.
And you can't do that.
You can't do that. That's ridiculous. And that's what they were trying to do with the snake. And that wasn't going to happen. You know, He ran his campaign off of three words. I don't know if you remember those three words. You remember?
Oh, my God. You've told me it before, right?
Yeah. What was it? It was.
It was three words. What was it, like, integrity?
No. It was cooperation, accountability, and taking chances.
Megachurch. That's four words.
Yeah, it's four words. But he said it in the meeting. He said, I'm running my campaign off of three words. And then he said he wanted to leave a, he wanted to do something to just leave a legacy behind.
Okay, let's discuss. Okay, cooperation.
Yeah.
Hard to have cooperation when not many people even show up to even do their shows.
Yep.
Accountability. Same thing. Accountability is very hard.
Yeah, for people that just don't even care.
And taking chances. What chances?
Going to the roof.
Going to the that was the only chance they were taking.
It's the only one he was taking, or taking a chance of losing against me in the election.
You want to know what's taking a chance? Actually getting the station on like Spotify.
Yeah.
Or getting it on like iHeartRadio, which I think you tried like multiple times.
Yep. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. End of the semester. We're working hard. And you've seen it, man. We got a website. We got a commercial. We got apparel. We got everything going on. Shows running as much as we can, as we could fill up the schedule.
I'll tell you this. You pushing for apparel. You're the first GM to push to get apparel done since my sophomore year. That was 2016. So 5 years. So it's 2021. So 5 years. 5 years. We just couldn't get legitimate shirts. We couldn't.
Yep. Mm.
How about the freaking tune-in form? That was never signed.
When I sent that in and no one else was doing it. Oh, I was heated because I was doing shows and now you had to use some bum link for people to tune in. And it wasn't even a secure link. As soon as you put it in your Safari browser or Google Chrome browser, it would come up as not secure. And that's not good. People aren't going to want to tune into that. I may think that it could cause a virus.
You probably got like a million viruses.
No, you could have. And, you know, I was doing a lot of interviews at that time anyway. And I was younger and hungry. Like I'm still young. I think I'm even more younger and hungry than I was then, because then I was really, really hungry, because this was the starting point for me. My freshman year, second semester was when I really started getting hungry. Then when I found out, when I came back my sophomore year for the fall semester, the station has just been renovated and now we're not even on TuneIn and we're getting thrown off of that. It's just problem after problem.
That was just one of the worst circumstances. But when they tore up that studio,
it looks great, but it caused a lot of problems.
It looks great. I like the GM that made.
I do too. Decision. 100%.
But when he had two options, I preferred the second option. Cause that second studio, man, like it's just like sitting there dead. And how many times did that board just shut down and we had to call somebody in?
Yeah, and you could forget about the guy you got to call in to fix it now, because he only cares about the red TV club. And give me a break. You're getting paid to do the radio too, and you're just sitting on your hands.
He doesn't come like as much.
Nope,
as
like he doesn't. And we need him because the second booth, because people have been requesting to use the back booth for podcasts and producing and different editing stuff. We're finally getting, oh, that's another thing I've added, Adobe Audition, Adobe Premiere, and all these editing softwares to the back room computer. So people can use that on the back room where people hang out. If they want to edit something there, we're getting them installed on all the computers. You don't got to go to the editing lab now.
That's really good. Pushing forward.
Yeah.
It all started with you going to see Bob Barone.
Yeah. And what did you say? You're like cowboy. Cowboy wasn't the one who went with me to see Bob Barone or Daryl to get the station forward. Cause I went, you remember the day I went to Bob, and this is a great section and segment of WSU radio. You remember when I went to Bob and how ambitious I was. You sat there right next to me. And I told Bob, I laid it out flat right to him. I said, the station it's not in good terms. We really want to elevate this place and do great things for it. And it's coming to fruition, because that was my vision. I was setting out to do that. And you sat right there. You remember, you probably remember it more completely than I do, because you were there. Yeah. I don't remember. I've had so many conversations about it.
And didn't you like set up meetings with, what was her name? Beva?
Oh, she was a useless, and She was so useless. She couldn't care a rat's ass. Barry actually cares now. Like, people have to understand. You think I inspired him?
You might have.
Because Barry's actually working. He's actually, we have new task cams coming in. We're getting, I created WSJU Radio on the street. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, no. What's that?
It's a road team for the radio station. I created that where people can go and interview people in the city or on the street, do interviews elsewhere, get into concerts, go get press passes to and inquiries to see if they you can cover or do some form of interviewing people at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Different things that I instituted.
Did it work?
Barry's all for it. Oh, we just need the equipment.
Like, it's just not fully implemented yet. Like, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we're buying the equipment for it. We got two new task cams. We got a brand new camera lens coming in. We have wireless microphones coming in. It's going to be great.
That's really good stuff.
It's really going to be great. And just looking at, yeah, Barry has really come around. People complained about Barry. I never really had a problem with Barry, only when that sophomore year, because like things aren't getting done. And you remember that.
And they weren't.
But now they are.
Your interview with our Darius Stewart was just like you just talking to him and nobody else was hearing it.
Nope. Yeah, pretty
unless
much.
You were listening, yep. Unless you were listening live. And like, yep. Even that, like, nothing was recording.
Yeah, there was no record. Oh, I was so heated because that was my first big interview.
Yeah.
People don't realize that. That was my first big interview, our Darius Stewart. It didn't record. And I was pissed off.
And you sent it to Barry. It was like, nothing's getting done. Classic. And then he came back like the next day.
Yep. And he kind of got into it with me. And, you know, and then
well,
you
were working on it.
Yeah. Were you there when that happened or no?
No.
You weren't there. And I remember you told me you think that because I sent him that email that I earned his respect.
You probably did. Because who else was doing this?
No one.
Most things with like the radio shows that went on, it's mostly just music, which I never quite understood. Like, I guess if you're going to play your own playlist, like, okay, like, that's cool. There wasn't that much talk radio.
I think me and you in the sports department were the only talk radio shows.
And there was a couple of other ones. I think Andrew had a talk radio.
Yeah, he had a talk show, yep.
It was really good. But there was a lot of, like, music. Man, we had so many years of just nothing like productive happening. Freaking music would stop playing in the middle of the night. I'm surprised TuneIn didn't just shut us off because there was nothing playing. It was mute, it was dead air.
Yeah.
We had promos that were on the actual computer that just weren't playing. Like you had, well, the thing is, was that you had to actually physically click on them to play it, but it just wasn't playing.
Unbelievable. And that's something that we're changing too. There's just so much work that has to get. And it's like, when you got the GM position, like, why did you just do nothing with it? I got the position. I worked right away. Torrentor was like, wow, you're not wasting any time. You saw me. I was in the first week, came up with a new rule book. WSU Radio now has a template of rules they can follow that's professional.
Do you still have that template?
Yeah, I still have that.
Where's that?
It's loaded in the Google Docs on the WSU Radio account, and it's also on the PowerPoint slide that we present every GBM.
Could you possibly like load that up from your phone on the...
Also put it on the Zoom?
Oh, yeah. Like, which one... Like, what did you... how many rules did you make?
Probably about like 20 or 30.
Oh my God! I wonder. Yeah, you gotta like rattle them off to me if you can find it.
Let me get my laptop.
Oh my goodness!
I'll get my laptop.
Oh, actual rules. That's what I've been saying too. Like I think WSJU should make their own constitution. Because that's what Red TV has.
And yeah, they have their own constitution. WSJU doesn't have that. We have these rules, I know Rich sent me a rule book, but this is from the 90s. I mean, you got to get with the times here. So
it's from like the year of like Nas. Like you got
it. Yeah, like Illmatic dropped in 94. Rich is sending me the rules from 1994. Great. Yeah. Great. I know. Why doesn't he get over and help us for once? Let me see if I can get these rules up and I'll read you some of them. And you may be interested in some of them. We even exchanged it back and forth when I was going over it in the summer. So station rules.
Yeah.
No food or drinks allowed in the station besides water. Water cannot be brought inside the booth. Eat in the hallway outside of the station in the Marillac basement or else.
See, I said that rule, I remember telling you like that rule is not going to get followed. You're always going to get
somebody. It has been. And people have reported members to me that have done it and I've gave them warnings and they haven't done it again. And I reprimanded people because we have ants in there and everything. Can't be doing that. No chewing gum in the station. Place your gum in the trash can before entering the station. No more alumni radio shows. No cursing.
What does that mean, alumni radio?
Like James started an alumni radio show. He wanted all these alumni to come back. It was for him to save his ass, and he wanted to come back. That wasn't happening.
But let's say like if I wanted to like come in and like
you could come in. It just applies to James.
I'm alumni. Nah, I wouldn't do another. I wouldn't do like my show ever again. Nah, maybe like if I like came in and like was like in with somebody, but now everybody's like, now I'm too old. Like everybody, like I don't know anybody anymore.
Yeah, I'll read you the next one.
Yeah.
No cursing on the airways. If it happens, make sure to press the black dump button located right next to this board in Studio A. Leaving Studio A on dead air after your show will result in a suspension of your show for 1 week. Make sure to have music or commercials playing when you are finished with your shows. Missing two shows without valid excuses will result in your show being removed off of the programming schedule. You have to contact the e-board, in particular, the vice president and programming director if you cannot make your show.
Mm-hmm.
If you refuse to allow the sports members in the booth in Studio A to do the broadcast for a game or give them a difficult time because it's your show time, this will result in a 1 week suspension of your show. Notifying hosts to end their shows early so that you can start your show early will result in a 1 week suspension of your show.
Wait, say that again.
Notifying hosts to end their shows early so that you can start your show early will result in a 1 week suspension of your show. Wow.
How's that? Like, why is that?
Well, the guy, we know the guy, he was doing that last semester to the show before him. And whenever he had a show, he was knocking on the glass, like wrap up. But when it was
you mean the GM guy or?
No, not the him. The guy.
Or like the really, really bad guy.
The really, really bad guy.
Yeah, and he was knocking on the glass, like get the hell out.
Yeah.
Ah. My God.
Should I keep going?
Yeah.
If you clip the speakers in Studio A because you are playing the music too loud, which could result in blowing the speakers, this will result in an indefinite suspension of your show. The radio station. Oh my God, yeah.
That's huge. How many people have played that music so damn loud and the thing starts clipping? Like, what are you doing?
Yep. The radio station is not a part of your club. There's no reason to be blasting those speakers. And you'll love this one. While hosts are doing their shows, do not distract them in the hallway or from the back booth. Just walk by and get to where you're going. Who is that for?
Who said that?
Oh, I did.
Because I remember you were doing an interview. You were with the guy. It was this guy's show. And the former GM would like come by and like start like jumping and like waving and dancing. The glass. It's like leave. I'm freaking doing something.
Yeah. What a dumbass. Well, producers in Studio B must keep the music down during shows because it can distract and disrupt the host/guests. The music has been so loud at times that the mics picked it up in Studio A and it translated on the recording.
Has that happened to your show?
Yeah, before? It's happened, and I had to go like that. I mean, I'm friends with all the producers. I'm friends with everyone at the station. But you got to keep if you're in the studio doing an in person interview, I don't mind it as much. It still can be rude, but when you're on the phone, you can't hear a damn thing. You can't. Yeah. You can't hear a damn thing, and that's the problem with the music playing in the back room too loud. There will no longer be DJing in the back room. It is disruptive to shows. DJing should only take place at events.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? Freaking James, when he pull out the freaking DJ set and start blasting during shows like he thought it was a club. please.
Exactly. It's like, oh, and you can keep going on with the rules.
No more video games played on any of the TVs. This isn't a man cave anymore.
Wow. That's hard, man, because, you know, I remember during the Relay for Life when it was like 24 hours, like they're playing video games on that TV.
Yeah, that can't be happened. And then the next rule.
That's hard. That's really hard.
We'll combat that. That's
really hard.
That rule of no YouTube videos until 8:30 p.m. is gone. You will be able to watch videos or listen to music on the television anytime you want, as long as you're doing work.
That's good.
No pets allowed in the station. We've had pets come in.
Who brought pets?
Someone from the TV club did.
Who was it?
I don't know. Some girl. Let him take a crap in there. Maybe Rich will pick that up.
Was it a dog or was it a cat?
It was a dog.
How was it, a small or big dog?
A small dog.
No pets allowed.
Yep. If you are not a member of WSJU Radio, you will be kicked out. The station is not a hangout area. If you are new to the station, then you should be here to get hours to become a member.
That's hard, man. Yeah. You're really laying down the gauntlet on these people.
Yeah. No writing or doodling on the whiteboard in the back room. The whiteboard is used only for ideas, reminders, and station-related material. You must leave your show 5 minutes early so that each host has time to set up for their show. This is how a professional radio station works. If you go over your slot time, you will be suspended for a week.
Wow. That's, you know what? That pushes people to be good with their time. I mean, a week suspension, I would give like a warning, because somebody could mess up the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think a suspension is needed because it's ridiculous. Cause if you need to get in to do your show and you're knocking on the glass, like wrap up and it's actually your time, you got to get out. And if you're not doing it, you got to learn, you got to prepare.
That I agree. But if it's somebody that's like, oh crap, like I haven't been keeping track of the time.
Like, yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And
what
then,
about people that, oh, what else you got?
Okay, this is the last rule. You cannot be a part of the WSJU Radio e-board if you are on the e-board of another St. John's organization or club. WSJU is a full-time commitment. We always need your help and hard work.
Well, that's just a rule with CPS.
Yeah.
That's just a CPS bylaw. Like, you can't be on two e-boards. I actually got away with it. But yeah,
which is crazy.
I will, because, well, here's the thing.
But you did your work, so it's different.
I was a PA for Red TV, which is a legitimate, like, e-board position. Then radio decided to create office managers or office assistants, whatever it was called. And I was actually assigned to be one. But in order to actually be an office manager or office assistant, I had to have key card access.
Yep.
Storm card access, whatever the hell it was called. So
storm card access.
So then that made me an e-board member. Like, that's just how it worked.
I remember it, man. I remember it. So how do you feel about all the rules?
I think they're really good. You should seriously like ratify some sort of like constitution, have that be like the original copy. Even make a rule that says no overpacking the studio. How many times have you seen like 5 or 6 people in the one freaking studio?
Yep.
And then all the chairs are like out and like sticking out of the damn door.
Yeah, just it's to keep it to 5 members at the most, because just the 5 chairs that you got in there.
Now, I remember even you would be guilty of that.
Yeah.
But that's just because your guest would bring his whole entourage.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even know if you wouldn't even know they were coming.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
But or if like, it's. Oh, what was it that you were going to say?
What was the guy's name?
Capone?
Yeah. He brought like 8 people?
Yeah, like 10 or 11.
Now, did he tell you that it was going to be that many people?
He told me he was bringing his artists and his cousin who wrote a book. And I didn't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I didn't have a problem with anyone there that night. It was just a packed out studio. That's what was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or what was it, the time we had Hip Hop Mike?
Oh, yeah.
And you were like trying to like see who was coming to the door.
Yep.
You were like paranoid.
Yeah, because you never know.
Oh my God.
Man. Good times. Good times.
Hey, I miss being at the station. I know you do.
Yeah, well, I'm graduated. So
you're graduated. I it's gonna be tough for me to leave there this semester. It's gonna be tough, but I'm moving on, man. Like bigger and better things.
How's Mad Max Radio doing?
I'm not really too focused on that because now it's like I want to make that full push to get in somewhere. And like even like somewhere I was thinking like a TV network that would like, man, I've been really thinking about it. Like I really want to be like the next like Jimmy Kimmel type of thing. Like that's something like that's recently transpired because I love talking to people of all walks of life. I've interviewed a ton of people from all walks of life.
Hey, man, I think that like I think radio like is your thing just because like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, that's like that's really like tough.
That's I like challenges, though.
That's really good. Yeah, you do love your challenges. Just know, like, you know, if you're ever hired at a station locally, you need a co-host or something.
Oh, you already know that. You don't even got to ask that. You're the only co-host that I tell that all the time on my interviews. Like, I've had bad situations with co-hosts. You know who.
Yeah.
Because you don't have an ego. I don't have an ego either. It depends. The co-hosts have to get along because there isn't any ego. The thing was is that the guy had an ego and everyone saw it. And, you know, that's how things stay together. And I talked with my guest today, which I won't announce till next week or so. We talked about that, egos in radio.
Mm-hmm. You know, as long as it's like local, like Connecticut, New Jersey, New York City, I would be pushing for Sirius XM, dude. Like try to find like some sort of like internship over there. There's a ton of different things.
Yeah.
But anything else you want to discuss here?
Oh, how about the crazy week or weeks of the New York Mets?
Oh, you're very crazy. Like Mickey Callaway.
It's like the guy level. It's the guy.
It is the guy. Except I think, well, what the guy did, I think, was much worse.
Yeah, what he did was much. Imagine if the guy, like, all of a sudden, well, he's finished with school, but he, like, changes his name and goes to work for the Mets.
Oh, my God.
He's the DJ for the Mets.
Yeah. He plays the music. He plays the freaking organ that plays the national anthem.
The national anthem. And all of a sudden, he has all these accusations, new accusations against him. Yo, but Mickey Callaway, though.
The real deodorant to all this nonsense, man, is just winning. Like, if the Mets start, like, winning stuff, like, they'll forget all about these guys.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate deodorant. That's the ultimate deodorant. And that's really much it, you know? It's terrible what these guys did. Really horrible. I think Jared Porter was probably worse because I feel like he was a little bit more, like, lewd and crude than Mickey Callaway was. But it's just... It's really crazy what we're really finding out now about people that work in these high positions in these multi-billion-dollar like corporations. Like that's what the Mets are. They're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. That's what a baseball team is, or a football team, a basketball team, a hockey team. And they're in big time positions.
Yep. Sandy Alderson came out and basically said that he's going to be changing the process of how they hire. Same with Steve Cohen.
Exactly. Because these guys just like waltz right in.
Yeah, I know. Jared Porter and Mickey Callaway.
The guy came out of nowhere, too. I never even heard of the guy before he was hired. I think he worked for like the Angels or something like that.
Yep.
I don't even know where he worked.
Jared Porter, you mean?
Yeah, Jared Porter worked for the Cubs. And Mickey Callaway now worked. He works, but he's going to be fired real soon by the Angels. Like, they hired him. So it's like, well, what's really going to happen here?
That's the thing we don't know. And what's crazy about the Mickey Callaway thing, it's like he did it with multiple teams. And how about the accusation of what I texted you? He told the reporter, if you get drunk with me, I'll tell you all the Mets secrets.
What are the secrets? What are their secrets?
I know. I'll tell you all the Mets' secrets.
Oh, my goodness. What a weirdo. But, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this, though. You want to end with some basketball?
Yeah, we could do that. And how about Deshaun Watson a little bit? It really isn't rising. It's just more speculation. Yeah,
dude, the whole Deshaun Watson thing, I don't think he's going to get traded. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way because someone in the Texans organization said that they don't have plans to trade them.
Because Deshaun already said that he's willing to sit out. Yeah. So, like, who does that give more leverage to?
I'd say that, wouldn't you say, like, the Texans? That gives you more leverage.
No, I think it gives more leverage to Watson because if he sits out, then the Texans are going to be in last place. They're going to win like 3-4 games.
Well, the Texans would be in leverage for the capital that they get, whether it's draft capital, player capital, because now that he's not playing and then Houston becomes disgruntled that he's not playing, they're going to trade him fast.
And then they'll probably get a king's ransom.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And the longer you wait, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. Some team can need a quarterback down the line. They might not know. The Jets, listen, I think the Jets, in terms of their draft capital, I think they're the perfect destination. But are they going to do it?
That's the real question.
Or the Dolphins.
I don't get the Dolphins. I even said that to the person I interviewed today. Mm-hmm. You have Tua Tagovailoa. He's the future of this team. Why would you? I get that Deshaun Watson's proven.
That's the thing, though. It's all about proven people. Like Tua, listen, I love Tua. I'm a Bama fan. I saw him win.
I like Tua too. I saw him win that national championship. Brought him back. Jalen Hurts wasn't doing anything. Tua had the energy.
Exactly, and like Tua. Tua's also coming off a major injury, and
he was 7-2 as a starter.
He was 7-2, but like, dude, the NFL is one of those sports where you could flip your franchise on a dime. It's one of those sports where you could take a 49er team who didn't, I don't even think they made the playoffs the year before they went to the Super Bowl. I don't even remember, but they weren't like a Super Bowl contender. And then the next year, they're in the big game.
Yeah.
So things could flip really quick.
Do you see, but realistically, when you're looking at the two teams, you got the Jets and the Dolphins and Deshaun Watson is in the background. Do you see him realistically going to the Dolphins? Do you see that?
I could definitely see it.
Crazy.
I could.
That is crazy.
And you know what? The whole thing about him wanting to go to the Jets, like top priority, that was all false.
Yeah, because now I'm reading reports that he didn't want to go.
Never said a word about going without having any sort of team preference. The Texans, and that's where I think the Texans may hold a little bit of leverage here now. Because they're going to be able to, I think, if it comes to that they want to trade him, they could pick and choose which team has the best package. And I think the Jets probably have the best package just for having the number two pick.
Yep.
Or if the Jacksonville Jaguars ultimately come to the conclusion that, you know, Trevor Lawrence could be the best quarterback in the sport. But Deshaun Watson is a top five quarterback right now. Will we trade the number one pick and a bunch of other picks, a really nice big package to Houston and bring us Deshaun Watson. And then the Texans
draft Trevor Lawrence.
That may be that's a better package than what the Jets could do.
Yep. But I don't see it. I think the Jaguars are probably sold on Trevor Lawrence.
They wouldn't have signed. They wouldn't have brought on Urban Meyer if they didn't think that this kid out of Clemson was going to come in and be there and be the face of their franchise.
Yeah.
But let's finish off with some basketball. Nets and Knicks. Listen, man, you may crab on the Knicks. They play hard.
They do.
And I know that they beat a Bulls team that really isn't that good. But damn, they would have lost that game 2 years ago.
They would have, 100%. You think David Fizdale's getting it done? Nope.
No. Tom Thibodeau is a top-line coach.
100%.
And what I love, too, is that he's admitting to the media, listen, we need a star out here.
Yeah.
Because we're under 500 right now, but we're playing our asses off here. We've got guys who can ball, but we don't have that playmaker that's going to take over games. And that's, I think, where the big difference is.
You need now, that one playmaker. You need that center. Like Mitchell Robinson is shaky to me. I'm still not 100% sold on him. You need that three-point shooter. They need a three-point shooter, that one person that could take over the games, and probably a center. I say they're three players away.
Three players? That's pretty reasonable. Now, I did hear a rumor out there that the Houston Rockets may be putting Victor Oladipo on the trading block. That's a guy that could really change the Knicks, because the Knicks need a big-time shooter,
yep.
A big-time guard. They haven't had a big-time guard in God knows how long. And Oladipo, he fits that bill.
Yep.
Now, he's not the finishing piece, but he's something. I think trading for Oladipo is better than trading for Chris Paul.
I 100%.
Is trading for Oladipo better than trading for Russ? That's a little bit of like a toss-up. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. Like, even though I would wanted Russell Westbrook because I just wanted a star, like, for once, can the Knicks get a star? But it all depends with the point guard position, because Emmanuel Quickly, I mean, what a superstar this kid's turning out to be. So far, he looks like a star.
But why isn't he
starting?
Yeah, like, why isn't he starting, though?
Because I get it. I've listened.
Is he inconsistent? Is he like...
He's consistent. The thing is that they want... Because Elfrid Payton wouldn't be able to bring that same energy off the bench that Quickly does. So I'm understanding why they have Quickly on the bench. But again, you need that one player that can take over games, that center, and that three-point shooter. They need shooters. We think Alec Burks is that three-point gunner. He's not Steve Novak. Are you kidding me? We need that one guy that can knock down those threes that you can count on to make those shots. And
like Joe Harris.
Joe Harris, exactly. Yeah. In Brooklyn, yep.
Love me some Joe Harris.
Yeah, exactly. And the Knicks need that. They need that guy, that center, and that guy. And they need three, like I said, three players. If the Knicks figure out, and God forbid they turned Obi Toppin around, I mean, please, he's already getting on my nerves. They really need to just...
Yeah, what's been up with Obi Toppin?
He's not playing that good, which is not good. It's like Ntilikina Knox at this rate.
What's up? Is he like shooting bricks? Is he not good on defense?
It's just everything. Like, there's just nothing
over the ball.
So great about him. He's just not like, there's nothing that stands out about him at all. I get it. He's just coming off an injury. His minutes are limited, but in the minutes that he's given, even though they're sparse, he'll put up like 5 points, but show me something.
Again, he's only a kid. And to think, like, this is what...
Well,
like,
so is Quickly.
Saying. Yeah, but Quickly, I'm telling you, man, he really has bursted onto the scene. I think that defenses are going to start to figure him out a little bit. So he may move down to the mean a little bit. But he could be something really good.
He could be.
Now... If you're going to trade for Oladipo, I think that's bye-bye Mitchell Robinson. I think that's just me.
Fine.
Because Oladipo is – but, like, that's a guy – that's a part of your core. That's your – that is.
I'm just not sold on him. Like, I want
that's your big man in the paint. Like,
yeah,
and it's big. And what I'm learning right now, especially with this Nets team with not many bigs, is that a big man in the paint is really, really – vital here.
I'll take Jared Allen over Mitchell Robinson. Please send him here.
Man, that ain't happening, dude. Jared Allen's gonna be playing for the Cavaliers for the next 10 years.
Yep.
They're gonna give him that big contract because he's gonna be a free agent after this year. So they're gonna pay him.
Yep.
So but if the Knicks want Oladipo, they're gonna have to pay up. So I don't know what that means.
And they have the cap space. Trust me, they have no one they're paying. And there's talks of, oh, well, at the trade deadline, you may want to trade Julius Randle. I'm not trading Julius Randle. What? He's put up 27 points a game.
He practically has been your star.
I'm not getting rid of him. Like, stop. This is the problem with the Knicks. The Knicks never keep their stars. Ever. Anytime there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, the Knicks just snatch away the, what is it? The snatch away the what's it? The from the jaws of victory. What's that saying?
They snatch
defeat from the jaws of victory. Yeah, there we go.
Would you give enough for Oladipo? You can't give up Alec Burks and a bunch of second round picks. You can't give up Austin Rivers. And Austin Rivers really has become a vital piece on that bench. And I'll tell you this, if Austin Rivers discovered any sort of consistency in that 3-point shot, he could be making $30 million a year. He could make Steph Curry money with the way he shoots sometimes. Dropping 14 points in a quarter, dropping six threes and one, dropping six threes.
About 25 points and a half?
25 minutes and a half, man. But he's just not consistent, and that's what a bench player is. If you were a starter, you would be consistent.
Yep.
If you're not consistent, you're on the bench.
You're exactly right.
But the Knicks, I think, are really doing a lot more good this year to start out than in previous years. They may be under 500, but they're definitely putting up a fight on a bunch of these teams. I really just haven't seen them really get washed. They don't get washed.
No, they don't.
I mean, even last game against the Bulls, they started to come back, but it wasn't going to really matter.
Yeah, no, I knew it because I said that. Watch the Bulls; they're going to, because the Knicks don't capitalize on opportunities with turnovers. They never do. They got to capitalize and knock down shots when it's critical. And once they don't make the shot, you know, the Bulls are going to go down, score a 3-pointer to end the game, and they do. It's like, it's just the same movie you see every time.
Mm-hmm. 100%. But let's do a little Brooklyn too to end this show.
Yep.
Man, they're 14-9. Brutal loss to Washington a couple nights ago. Man, it was disgusting. You saw what happened?
That's the defense, yeah.
It wasn't just the defense. There was a mental error by Joe Harris and Steve Nash. So Bradley Beal shoots a three.
Yep.
You get the ball. You have a timeout to call. Call a timeout. You're up in the game.
Yep.
Joe Harris didn't call a timeout. Steve Nash didn't call a timeout. So then Joe Harris inbounds the ball with a bunch of Wizard players around. Russ gets the ball on a steal. He shoots a three. And they get 6 points in a matter of 5 seconds to take the lead. It was just hard dropping, man. It was horrible. And I'm telling you now, the Nets really have blown a good amount of games against sub-500 teams. They lost twice to the friggin' Cavs. They lost to the Hornets. They lost to the Wizards. And if they would have at least won one of the games against the Cavs, which they should have, and if they would have at least smartened up against the freaking Wizards.
Yep.
They'd be up there with the freaking Sixers at the freaking number one seed.
Yep.
But now they're the three seed. They're actually 7-2 against over 500 teams, which is amazing. Right. Team can score on anybody, but their defense is crap.
Worst defense in the league.
I've never, ever, ever seen so many opposing players just drain shots. Six men are making their own shots from anywhere, behind the three-point arc, inside the three-point arc, in the paint. It's all over the court.
I've seen it, man. It's not good. I said it. You should have never traded Jared Allen.
But that was what needed to get done to get Harden here. I've got no problem with James Harden. In fact, I think the team, they're on offense. They're just, like, unstoppable right now. But the problem is that they give up so many points. That's why down the wire of the game, they're only leading by like 5 points. Because whenever somebody like KD would drain a three, that the guy after him, what let's say it was like Russell Westbrook, he'd drain a three. You can't do that.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact that their ability to rebound is shot too. Like, listen, I like DeAndre Jordan, but he is not what he used to be. He cannot be your guy in the paint. What I'm hoping for and what I think some people are banking on is the Cavs buying out Andre Drummond in April and then Andre signing with Brooklyn, which I believe is where he's going to go.
Probably.
If you can get Andre Drummond, if you can get Andre Drummond, maybe another piece, maybe bring in JJ Redick or something like that, then you're set. Then you could start talking about the finals.
Yep.
But you are not making the NBA finals. You're not making the Eastern Conference finals with this defense. You're not.
Nope.
You're not beating the Sixers. The Sixers have the MVP on their team.
It's just, I don't know. Let's see what the Nets do. Like, let's see.
Yeah.
I want to see.
They're a great team. They're a great team. They're not a bad team by any stretch.
They just need to figure out their defensive situation.
Yes. And the good thing is that they know that. They know that their defense is weak and they need to get better. That they know.
Yep.
But just it's the rookie coaching mistakes by Steve Nash that have cost them.
Would you compare Steve Nash to Derek Fisher?
To be honest, I think you could. Well, did Derek Fisher have this much talent?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, Derek Fisher knew basketball. He's not dumb. Steve Nash knows basketball. He's going to the Basketball Hall of Fame. You know, but I think the Nets in the grand scheme will be fine, barring a major injury, knock on wood. But like, they got to get some big man in here, man. And I trust Sean Marks because he's looking at that buyout market.
Yeah.
Listen, Andre Drummond, JJ Redick, get somebody here. Either get both of them. I don't really care. Buy them out. Sign them for low wage deals here, because that's the perk of having a super team, man. Then you have a bunch of other good role players that want to join in. Play that game. Let's go. It's time to win. Time to win. But
you gotta win.
So let's wrap this up. Let's get our socials here. So my Instagram is at TANOOCH96. Once again, at TANOOCH96.
Yep. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Max, TheReelMax. Once again, TheReelMax. You could check out all of our previous episodes on my YouTube channel here, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, or my website, MaxRCoughlin.com, MaxRCoughlin.com. Under shows, you'll see Tony and Mad Max. We're live every Thursday. The time does fluctuate from now and then, but we're always live on Thursday here to talk sports, talk anything. Thank you to everyone who tuned in, and you know, stay healthy, stay safe. And Tony, you can give the final words you usually do. Well, we're also available on iHeartRadio and all the podcast platforms such as Podbean, Apple Music, Spotify, and much more. We're out there. You name it, we're out there.
Absolutely. So as he said, stay safe. Please wear a mask. If you get your appointment for the vaccine, please go get vaccinated.
Please do.
And if you're a part of Group 1A or 1B, or coming up, I think next month, 1C, make your appointments. Let's go. Stay persistent. Always keep checking. Get your shot done. If not, if you have to wait a little bit longer, still wear your mask, wash your hands, and be safe, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Yep. So long.
So long.